Sachen mit Achis Parakir, Mishnache. Peter and Beit HaShlacha is Sheba HaMakim. Avo Lo Goichen. You can harvest a field, which is a Beit HaShlacha, which needs to be watered constantly, which is situated in an Amek, in a valley. You can do so even before the Omer. Even though the Pasuk says, Reishis Kitzurcha, that the Omer should be the first of your harvest, that you should not harvest anything before you harvest the tour that is to be used for the Omer. But since tour that comes from a Beit HaShlacha in an Amek, since it's poured towards Pachol for the Minchas HaOmer, you're allowed to harvest that tefillah before the Minchas HaOmer is harvested. Avo Lo Goichel. But you cannot stack that tefillah before the Minchas HaOmer is harvested. The reason being is that to harvest the tefillah, we allow you, as if you don't harvest it right away, it could be that the tefillah would go bad. But if we don't allow you to stack it, nothing bad will happen to the tefillah. So therefore, the Chachamim were Machmir, that you're not allowed to stack the tefillah, even though the tefillah comes from a Beit HaShlacha and Sheba HaMakim. Anche Yericho Kaitrim Baraton Chachamim. The Gaitchim Shalo Baraton Chachamim. The people that came from Yericho, they would harvest their tefillah before the Minchas HaOmer was harvested. Baraton Chachamim. The Chachamim allowed them to do so. And their tefillah was a Beit HaShlacha and Sheba HaMakim. And that tefillah was possible to be used for the Minchas HaOmer, so therefore they were allowed to be Kaitrim before the Minchas HaOmer was harvested. But they stacked their tefillah, and the Chachamim were not pleased with that. As we just said, that even though you're allowed to harvest tefillah from a Beit HaShlacha and Sheba HaMakim, but you cannot stack it before the harvesting of the Minchas HaOmer. Below Michu B'yadav Chacham, even though that which they were guided to tefillah before the Minchas HaOmer was harvested was Shalom Baratan Chachamim, the Chachamim did not protest since it's not Nisr Dor Raisu. Koitzer L'Shachas U'maycho L'Behem. You're allowed to harvest Shachas tefillah which has not yet ripened and feed it to your behemoth, even before the Minchas HaOmer is harvested. And since it did not ripen completely yet, and it's used for animal feed, you'll have to harvest it before the Minchas HaOmer is harvested. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Emesai, Bizman Jehizcho Achelo Hiziya Shlish. Rabbi Yehuda said, when are you allowed to harvest Shachat to feed to your behemoth before the Minchas HaOmer is harvested? That's only if you started harvesting the Shachat before it ripened a third of what it would eventually ripen. But if you did not harvest it until after it had already ripened the third, then you cannot harvest it, even though at that point it's still used for animal feed. But if you started harvesting before it ripened the third, then you can continue harvesting it, even after it ripened the third. Rabbi Shimon Oimer, Af Yitzor V'Yachol, Af Mishehi V'Yashlish. Rabbi Shimon argues with Rabbi Huda, he said that you can harvest Shachat and feed it to your behema before the Minchas HaOmer is harvested, even after the Shachat has ripened the third. Sechem Menachas Barak Yud Mishnah Tas Kaitrim Mipnei Anetiyos Mipnei Beis Avo Mipnei Bito Beis HaMedrash. Even though, as we said in the previous Mishnah, that the Pasuk says Reishis Kitzurcha, that the tefillah which is used for the Minchas HaOmer should be harvested before you harvest anything else. But if you have tefillah that's growing between the tiyos, between trees, and you want to harvest that tefillah because it's ruining the tiyos, or because it's a client, as according to some Rishonim, you cannot plant wrong near trees. You're allowed to do so even before the Ksira of the Minchas HaOmer. As it's wrong that it's planted in between trees, it's anyway a puzzle to be used for the Minchas HaOmer L'chatzchila, as we had earlier. So therefore, you're allowed to harvest it even before the harvesting of the Minchas HaOmer. And if the reason why you're harvesting it is because it's a klayim, the reason why you're allowed to harvest it before the Ksira of the Minchas HaOmer is because that which we're not allowed to harvest before the Ksira of the Minchas HaOmer, that's only if you're harvesting for its bar reshut. But if you're harvesting for the bar mitzvah, it's mutter. Also, if you want to harvest tefillah in order, then you'll have a lot of room for the birchas rechava of an oval. That after an oval returns from the basic forest, they said brachas perim in an open space. They couldn't find an open space, so they wanted to harvest some tefillah, so that will be the rechava, which will do the brachas for the oval. You're allowed to do so even before the tzir of the minchas HaOmer, as this is a mitzvah. And so too, if you're afraid of bitzel beis hamedrash, the rav does not have a makom pare, an open space, to teach his talmidim. The only thing that he can do is to harvest some tefillah, and that's where he'll teach his talmidim. This is also a mitzvah, so therefore you're allowed to harvest that tefillah even before the harvesting of the Minchas HaOmer. But even when you do harvest for a tzorach mitzvah before the harvesting of the Minchas HaOmer, you shouldn't make them into big bundles that are tied up. Instead, you should make them into small, untied bundles. And it's not necessary to make them into tied up bundles. This is a lot of tirach on that. The Chachamim did not allow you to do so before the harvesting of the Minchas HaOmer. Mitzvah HaOmer lavo minakama. Lo matza yabi mina amr. There's a mitzvah l'chatchila to harvest the tefillah lishmo. that the tefuah that you're harvesting for the Minchas Ha'amer, you should have in mind when you harvest it, that this tefuah is going to be used for the Minchas Ha'amer, so therefore it should be brought in a kama from tefuah that's still attached to the ground. That way, you're harvesting it l'shem mitzvah. But if you cannot find tefuah that's still attached to the ground to be used for the Minchas Ha'amer, you can bring from Amrim, from bundles of tefuah that have already been harvested, and that which you need to harvest it l'shmo is only a mitzvah l'hadchila. Mitzvah so lavo min alach, lo matzo yavi min ayavish. To the mitzvah l'hadchila, that the tefuah they use for the Minchas Ha'amer should be lach, should be damp, as the pasuk says, karmel, rach umal, that it should be damp tefuah and fresh tefuah they use for the Minchas Ha'amer. But if you cannot find fresh and damp tefuah, then you can use tefuah that has already been a little bit dried out. Mitzvah so liksor b'layla, niksor b'yom kasher b'docha es ha'shabbat. This is a mitzvah l'chadchila. This is tefuah that you harvest for the Minchas Ha'amer should be done at night. Le'al tezayim, you should harvest the tefuah for the Minchas Ha'amer. But if you harvest it during the day, it's also kasher b'yevet. And the hakrav of the Minchas Ha'amer d'ocha Shabbos, that if tezayim eats or come down on Shabbos, they would still be makar of the Minchas Ha'amer, even though there's a malacha. If you're makar of the Minchas Ha'amer on Shabbos, it's mutter to do so, and all kapanot sibar d'ocha Shabbos.